This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Abortion began to be rolled into health care plans Tuesday so that many Americans will be funding abortion without even knowing it. Enrollment now in many exchanges or plans will cover 7 million Americans beginning January 1st. Churches and ministers across the country are essentially lining up to express dissent against the abortion provisos and the Affordable Health Care Act. While federal law bans federal payment for abortion services, the White House began offering to pay for abortions for members of Congress and their staffs. One pro-life group says the White House had to falsify federal law, and members of Congress and pro-life groups are looking to sue the White House over its abrogation of clearly stated law. In the midst of Women's Rights Week, pro-life groups are putting the spotlight on China with its one-child policy and forced abortion rates. It is perhaps the most out of touch with women's rights. People here can do much. Visit allgirlsallowed.org or lifenews.com for more information. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. 2013 may be the year of maternal child research. Earlier this year, we told you how researchers find children's stem cells in mothers' brains long after pregnancy. Now the University of Montreal has found that the smell of babies is neurologically addictive to mothers. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.